No.
Being in the 20s is tough because I am in it. Yeah. It's the same way I thought when I was 16. I thought I was facing the toughest moment of my life.
Okay.
And I'm here and it's tough. So I'm wondering, what's it going to be like when I'm 30?
This is what I went through this year. What makes me sad is the fact that I'm only 20 years and I feel like I've got the world's problems on my shoulders.
Let her know that you are not just there for hey baba, hey baba.
Okay.
So based on what the way you prayer warranty. I know some old boy crap, not the boy name and the problem. To me, I said, please, can we pray?
That was saying, people enjoy it though.
I am telling you, Corona.
For what makes a man, I would want to say the first thing beyond all other descriptions that will make a man is a man is simply a male human being. In other words, a man is God created as male and female, so the man is just the male counterpart of mankind. Secondly, I'd want to say that who or what makes you a man has largely been defined by society, culture, and individual perspectives. For example, in recent times, people would deem who is a man as someone who may be good in bed, someone who is strong, someone who is able to protect a woman, someone who is hardworking, someone who brings food to the table. But in actual sense, what I believe makes us a man from the perspective of God should be the position where a man is one who is ready to fulfill the word and the will of God for his life. Now, in Eden, God gave mankind specific instructions. Some of the instructions were pertaining to God, some of the instructions were pertaining to nature, and some of the instructions were pertaining to the female or the woman. So being a man, I would want to say, despite all individual perspectives, is our ability to be in line with God, our ability to take care of nature or what God has entrusted into our hands, and third, our ability to protect and care and nurture other human beings, in other words, females and our offspring. So if I'm to term it being a man, ultimately, some of us will be fathers and husbands. And ultimately, if we are brothers and sons, we are supposed to groom ourselves or learn to ultimately be good fathers and husbands to fulfill the will of God for our lives. Thank you.
What makes a man, in my opinion? I think men are really simple creatures. What we're really concerned about are these three things: relaxation, sex and achievement. A man wants to have his peace of mind, wants to be left alone, also has desires of obviously sexual activities, and a man wants to have certain achievements to his name. I think that's what makes a man generally, but everyone's different and everyone's got a benchmark of what makes them them. So what makes me a man won't make someone else a man. So I think that's what I think.
A man is someone of the male gender who is mature and responsible.
To be a man is not easy. To be a man is to be a provider. To be a provider means you need to have enough money. You don't provide with words. So maybe my take from being a man in society, this Ghanaian society, is to hold enough. Yes, well, if it is a scammer, so yeah, that's to be a man in society. But to be a man like your family is to be like a provider, someone who can care for your wife, your kids, family, like extended. It's a provider. That's how called being a man for a family.
A man has to be intelligent, a man has to be smart, a man has to be spontaneous. And you don't necessarily have to be educated or financially sound to be a man. A man has to be responsible. Yeah. So that's what I think a man is.
So you heard people's submission, people's perspective as to who a man is. So I'm asking you, who is a man?
I think with who a man is a bit relative.
Okay.
In the sense that my definition of a real man might be different from yours.
Okay.
But in simple terms, I believe who a man is a man who fears God.
A man who fears God.
Because when you look at the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom.
Wisdom, yeah.
So if you fear God, all other things will be put in place. In the sense that if you call yourself a real man and you fear God,
yeah,
you are responsible.
Mm.
When you are speaking, you just don't speak.
Mm.
And also, if you also fear God, the way and manner in which you treat your spouse goes a long way.
Okay.
And also, let some also define a real man as somebody who has the money and all that.
Yeah.
But if you fear God, the kind of businesses you do, the kind of things you involve yourself in, you know that when it has to do with God, it has to do with the right path.
Yeah.
You get it. So we have so many examples in the Bible. You can look at that of Job, we can look at that of David and all that. So I believe who a real man is a man who fears God. That's my simple definition. Yeah.
Thank you. NW.
You know what I'm saying?
Who is a man?
Right, so and I'll take it from more of a biblical perspective, right? I believe that to be able to define what an entity is, you should be able to know where it came from, the source, right? Because the source of the manufacturer has an original intent for its creation. So the definition of a man for me is one who knows his God. Who knows God? Right? The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks out the counsel of ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seats of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, which he meditates day and night.
Okay. Right?
That starts the definition of a man for me. A man who knows where he's from. A friend of mine shared something with me last night whilst I was discussing the topic. And she said that when you take out a fish from the water, it dies. When you take the plant from the soil, it perishes. When you take a man from his source, which is God, he fails to be a man. And I found that to be really, really profound. I said I was going to share this, so if she's listening, I've shared it.
Okay.
It's quite interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. My definition of a man would basically derive from what scripture says.
Okay.
A man is a man who is, as I said, fears God, as by Abi, you know, mentioned.
Yeah.
A man who knows his God. The blessed is the man who knows his God. You know, he knows where he came from, he knows the source, right?
Okay.
And from there, he's working towards pleasing that source,
right?
But Bible says that I will meditate on your precepts, I'll consider your ways. The law of the Lord will be my delight, right? That is the real definition of a man. When a man has submitted himself to that ownership or belonging to who? Or belonging to God, his deeds fall in place. He lives a life of righteousness. Whatever he does is blessed, so he's super rich. Then it will come to the definition that society thinks of a man, the one that has gemmed his pockets, the one that is caring, and the one that you know, is able to provide for his family. If he has been able to identify his source, which is God, all these things, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things will be added. Once he has recognized that my manhood or manliness comes from God, all other things are added. Wow. That's my definition.
All right, interesting. I like stagging.
Yeah, Charlie, you guys have said a lot.
I'm right.
Charlie, that's very powerful. I feel a man, aside having the physical, male, sexual organ, as everybody says, to also know the original intent of something, you have to know the first type of thing that came in existence, like Adam. So, who was Adam? That's the, if you want to ask who is a man, I think a man is a steward, someone who God created to show a reflection of himself and also to take care of what God created. So as I think Sami said it in one of their voice notes, I think I resonate with that a lot.
Okay.
To say that a man is someone who is supposed to, I think a man is dominant in a way because he has been given more responsibilities by God. So that's the difference between maybe a male or a female, because I feel a man has been given responsibilities. So yeah, I wouldn't know how to define a man, but then I'll say one, responsibilities; two, stewardship, mm-hmm. and three, like, who is Adam? Or if you know who Adam is,
okay,
then we can know who exactly a man is.
Okay. All right. So we will try to, you know, talk on different facets, right? And, you know, try to discuss the whole issue of who a man is. You know, I don't know about you guys, but you see some of your friends, you know, they are making money and then, you know, maybe they're in their cars and then they take a video and then they post it. So in my mind, I'm thinking, so people are showing off what they've achieved. So I'm asking, does achievements make someone a man?
Yeah, I feel achievements could be one of them. Mm-hmm. As I think someone also said it in one of the voice notes, achievements could be one of them.
Mm.
It kind of makes you fulfilled, because even in this, so we learned something in social studies, the theory of needs,
Maslow's theory of needs.
I think those days, once you achieve those goals you set for yourself, you meet timelines and all those things, you feel that gratification within yourself that, I'm making it in life. So that could be one person's definition of being a man, but then it has to also be in the right way. Like we have said about the source, you have to know whether the source is from God or you are doing it the right way. So I think it could also be somebody's definition. It's okay for the person to define manliness as getting achievements or getting things in life. It's possible, but then is it from God? That's a question for another day.
Interesting. I mean, no. Your take on that?
Even with God, he had achievements.
Mm.
With the creation story, he had timelines. Okay. So I believe as a man, without achievements, it doesn't really make you stand as a man.
Okay.
In the sense that when we look at certain people in the Bible,
yeah.
But David, for instance,
yeah.
David had achievements, because it got to a point, David and the whole Saul issue and all that.
Yeah.
It got to a point, the women were saying David has killed or has,
Saul has killed a thousand,
Saul has killed,
David has killed tens of thousands or something.
Exactly,
like that,
exactly. So achievement, biblically and also in just our normal, this our normal day era, if you haven't achieved a lot, Charlie, yeah, Freka and Freon can be. And achievements, and then so they will say, yeah, who get a degree, and but at the end of the day, no, you see, we are seeing our one. Nina, you go
to. To add to what Abino is saying, if you don't achieve anything in life, don't use you to advise kids.
I swear.
We're more brown.
So Charlie, achievements, there, bro. You see, Oba we are crana wanyi bibia. I mean, you say feminist for number one. Oba we are crana wanyi bibia. Owa is the greatest achievement. Obi ti me abu degree abu bibia, but ne kra kra ne sing.
Okay.
But bema die. Ude wa makrana wa umpoa. Na kakra ba huna at least uti me bu ebusi afua. Oh, and you wofe ye anka. Ah, wofe die. Me ti ne swanu my dem.
Oh, sorry.
Achievement de wia.
The boss.
The boss amanisa.
I see.
Ade nyi inche.
So maybe you are 25. You are looking back and then thinking, Charlie, what to do? Like, I mean, what have you achieved? Like, you the bab, you are thinking about what you've done this 25 years. You get. Yeah, I think, let's come to you. I mean, your right. take on achievements.
Right. So, I believe inherently, when you look at Adam, it's like man was made in a form that his responsibility intrinsic is to be a provider. You're supposed to till the land, you know, multiply, subdue, and, you know, conquer the earth, quote unquote, and some of the things you're supposed to do. It's like inherently, a man's definition is in the direction of being able to provide, right? One for himself and also for the family that perhaps he's going to have afterwards.
Okay.
Right. So that has been the thing from time immemorial, right?
Okay.
That provision is supposed to be evidence-based in the sense that, okay, you have a degree, okay, you have this, you've attained this qualification, but if it doesn't translate into maybe something physical, maybe cash or properties or something of the sort, people will say, okay, with all his education, still he hasn't achieved anything. Because that provision is supposed to be evident.
Okay.
You get it. So I believe that as part of our needs, as Stephen rightly mentioned in the self-actualization and self-esteem.
Yeah.
That form of achievement of having attained this and being able to provide evidence that, okay, this is what I've been able to achieve. And now society translates that into being able to provide.
Mm.
Maybe you're providing your time. And most especially, it's even now monetary terms of provision. Then you are somewhat a man. So you get it. So okay. I believe achievements are important, as rightly said. From time memorial, achievements has been a thing that kind of drives you forward. Kind of like you set a goal and you're able to achieve it. You feel, okay, you have fulfilled something.
Okay.
You have fulfilled a need. You feel self-actualized.
Okay.
And you're able to move forward to the other tasks and stuff like that.
Let's move to another facet, right? Of late, on radio stations, on TV stations, they're like, Bema de Edwana Joa. I was saying, we were. Now, sorry, I feel me.
My goodness. Uru Raden. Uru Raden.
That's a question for the girls. You know, so a man is supposed to last longer in bed.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we hear. That's what we're bombarded with. On TV, in movies, everything. What do you guys think?
It is necessary. Very necessary.
Really? How so?
A man should be able to satisfy his wife.
Okay.
You see, I use the word wife.
Okay.
Not girlfriend.
Or
not anything in that direction. When you've been ushered into the institution of marriage.
Okay.
One of the things I believe in is communication. You know? And I've had the opportunity to, you know, be around marriage counselors and a few older people who are married and all that.
Okay.
And you tend to pick up a few things. Yeah. Anytime soon, I should be getting married. I'm looking forward to that.
Straight.
Right. I believe, I wouldn't say a man, but it's more of a need. Right, to be able to satisfy each other as a man or as a woman in a marriage.
Okay.
You get it. The Bible says that your body belongs to your husband, body belongs to your wife. Mm. I love that part. And there's a part in the Bible that is it, love the wife of your youth.
Mm.
Something about it goes on to say, like, let her breast bring you, like, my goodness, comfort.
Voice of
that is amazing. What? Amazing.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay.
So, there's a need to be able to satisfy your wife sexually or whatsoever in that direction. And if she's not being satisfied, that communications, there's so many things you can do to achieve that. You get it? Like, if we have that kind of conversation, it probably will not end. There's so many things you can do. It's not necessarily being able to become raw at the end of the day or in the morning.
Middle fact.
Exactly. There's so many things you can do, Cuba, which later on people can come and see me. I'll tell them about it, or they can see the marriage people who are actually practicing. Oh,
interesting.
It's a different subject. I've got so many things in my kutuji.
The little I can add is, initially I thought sex was everything in marriage.
Wow.
Until quite recently, that I got to know that Charlie, after the sex, what else?
Hey. But did you try it?
No. Oh, I haven't. Yeah, like he said.
Yes, we were, how did you know?
Yeah, very. You're very.
That's the question.
No, he's very curious. So he's been asking a lot of questions.
Yes.
Me too. I'm a very curious guy.
Yeah.
You understand?
True.
So I do some little research and you're from Mira. No? You're from Mira.
Yeah.
True.
So the Mira, no. After the sex, what else?
Okay.
The Mira comes in, like he mentioned, communication is very important.
Okay.
But the major mirror has to do with the financial stability.
Major mirror.
we an
ajo.
Mirror na no pain kwala na dey no money go school. The miniska o. E ho no the sex
voice of victory radio.
It's my moment.
Mm.
Atiko.
Yeah.
Basika say me dey ente nko.
Yeah.
So I think it's very holistic.
Okay. Like,
it's holistic. So it's,
do you know, back in the day, not to cut you, back in the day, some women, me, I heard stories. Also, to me, money, yeah, and upon on James Uniska.
Wow.
I'm not in the Sika ever saw.
He made,
I don't know about now.
Key point in here.
Back in the day.
Mm. Current, I don't know, but I haven't been married before, though, but the little I see around. A woman says, but Charlie, an opinion, any sex need be due. Sex to go pay their bills. So at the end of the day, I think it's supposed to be something holistic, in the sense that financially, in terms of attention too, send your name back as I send over crocodile and I won't crock on you about seeing an adjubed in river.
Okay.
What I say, vows day, why won't show love? So an adjubed. And you know, with women, it doesn't really take much to please a woman. So about power, it doesn't really take the world. It takes little things, they catch them. Some women, yeah, with someone Brazilian, he need be a bumper on pill.
Okay.
Boom, fine boy.
Okay.
But the girl in Penus, who boy beer, the girl did it, he will slap him. Why? Because just boy, the fact that that guy gives her the attention and the listening ear. So it goes beyond the mirror. Mirror, and the a sikasem, a odokaka, like the beer be.
Realistic.
Exactly. And she done, yeah, and I do pam 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 pam.
Okay. Okay. Wait, I don't know. You say for SSN, then. You're good boy school, right? Yeah. Those days,
Charlie. I go mixed school. I know it's good mixed school.
Oh, really? No. So, I'm a proud Kufodi as a tech boy. Very mama. It's not a miss school. It's not a miss school. It became mixed for about 4 years.
Okay.
And the old boys, we boycott them. We're giving up for chicken. So listen, we're doing humanitarian service.
It was.
But.
For 4 years or less,
it still is.
For 4 years, we were given opportunity. We were being the good people, giving females opportunity to come and learn technical skills. To a point where we realized that the technical skills, and they were even patronizing it. They were doing general arts. Like, then why is that a need for that? Okay. So now we stopped doing that. Wow. You get it? So
When school. Did it change?
It changed about 2 years or 3 years ago.
Okay, wow. Then that was exactly. After us.
Wow. Yeah. It changed about 2 or 3 years ago. Exactly. Guy, so the guy. Import was, we're giving
the grammar.
Yes, I mean, whether boys' school or mixed school or school, you know, back in SHS, boys, they do like, oh, Charlie, get this girl, get this girlfriend, get this girl, like, they feel like, yo, you're on top of the world. Even right now, sir, people will have, like, oh, a lot of girlfriends, a lot of women. Does that make you a man?
If that definition, because you have a lot of way. Girls and then you are lost. I don't think that's even.
You are lost.
I think you're a boy.
Really?
Exactly.
You don't say.
You're a boy.
Also.
Right. Haven't defined who a man is from a biblical precept or principle or biblical direction. You realize that going about saying, "Oh, this girl, that girl," shows you are even in society. You see, you're even immature. You get it. Right, I believe a man is the one that one woman, man. You know, I'm making sure this works. If it doesn't work, okay, then it didn't work. Then I move on to the next to find whoever. That's why we Christians, we marry just one. Okay. But some traditionalists don't agree that they came to spoil our tradition. But I think it was in the right direction. You get it? So I believe that definition of him, because you have so many girls. I think you're a boy. That's my my view on that.
So, if I understand you, that means Solomon was a boy. David was a boy.
I don't know, but let me come in here. Okay. With Solomon, right? Yeah. When you mention Solomon's name, what's one thing that comes to mind?
Woman. Wisdom.
No, it's not women. Wisdom.
Wisdom. Okay.
So with Solomon. The major emphasis was what? On the wisdom.
No, wisdom.
Do you get it? So that made him a man, not his concubines.
Okay.
So you chasing a lot of girls, what is making you a man? Is there something years to come, we can use it as a reference point? Would an hour man be? Solomon had a lot of women, but at the end of the day, the major emphasis was what? On his wisdom. Let's look at these other rich men in society. They have wives and all that, but Oko baby, a man on an echo. Usually it is the first wife. So I believe it's not about the lots of women and all that, but with Solomon, like this you are talking about, I believe the major emphasis was on the wisdom.
And I know Solomon didn't necessarily marry them because he wanted to, you know, have a thing. It was more of strategic.
Okay.
More like strategy to be able to get something from this house.
Okay.
Right. I'm married into this house.
Mm.
Right. In a way of securing his empire. It's like, when you come and attack me, I'm actually married to your family, so you wouldn't do anything.
Okay.
So there was a school of thought in that direction that it wasn't necessarily because he wanted to. I was wondering. So I did 300, was it like 300 concubines or 300 wives and 700 concubines?
No, 700 wives, 300 concubines.
Okay, so up 1,000. So if you divide that, that's like 3 years. If he sleeps with one every night, like, hey, Pasolo did well. It wasn't. It wasn't because of that. It was a more strategic partnership to be able to marry into this family, to be able to marry into that family. I think it was more of the wisdom. You realize that there was a need to be able to secure his territory and empire. That's a school of thought I hear.
Okay.
But it has to be verified whether that's true or not.
Okay. So let's talk about influence. Let's talk about power. It's a man if he has power, if he has influence.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but what kind of influence?
I mean, he called the shots. If Obi Tinubu and then the person maybe gets the entrance to an office. Oh, I know this man. This man is my uncle. This Nidino can take you places. Is that a man?
So a Bema. A Boni Dia.
Yeah. Certain Moku.
Okay.
Like, So I mean, like, yeah. So yes. It's a man if he has influence. If he has power. All the shots.
So Kaiti. Are we also taking it from looking from this angle? Mm-hmm. If a woman also has the power, she calls the shots, or like she portrays some sort of masculinity, does it make her a man?
Interesting question.
Yeah. So, so of course, I think it's something. It's a surplus. I don't. Because Charlie, if you look at this from this angle, you know that this Achimota Road. Everybody want. You know that, Charlie. This is power. This is influence.
Okay.
You understand? Because we are all going to our daily, like, walk of life. Yeah. Everybody doing something. It's It's influence. It could even be a woman. And you have nothing to say because, Charlie, they are working in this capacity, like, that the government or something supreme. I don't know. It's not really supreme, but then, something that is noticeable, you understand? So, yeah, I feel it's just a surplus to who a human being is, not necessarily a man. But then, it's just a surplus. If you have that, it's cool.
Wow. Right. So, I share a similar thoughts with Stephen.
Okay.
I think being able to wield power and influence is more of a quality attached to being a man. Not necessarily a defining factor that, because I have the ability to do this, that I'm a man. Right, as some qualities like he's supposed to be smart, he's supposed to be generous, he's supposed to support his wife. So it's a plus to be able to identify as somebody who wields influence and wields power. Right, that kind of buffers or adds to the qualities and the compliments of being a man. Right, I think it's more of the attributes, not necessarily the defining factor of a man. It's like every man has arms, legs, and snakes in between his thighs. Attribute that a man can have is to be able to wield influence and power. One day, I believe my name would be synonymous with influence and power. When you mention my goodness, talk to me. When you mention my name somewhere, or you want you want something, and perhaps you know me, and I know you.
Yeah.
There's one thing knowing me, and I know you. Like, we'll say, I know this fight. Okay. But does he know you? He can mention his name. You get it. So there's a difference. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I'm loving the show, and I'm sure our listeners out there are also loving the show. All right, guys. Being a man, with all the defining factors and whatnot, I mean, does it go with age limits? I mean, a man, are you limited by age in any sense? what we've discussed so far?
I wouldn't define a man as someone limited by age. Mm. I feel even the Bible says when I was young, I thought like a child. But once I've grown up, I put away childish thoughts. You understand? So we could also equally say when I was a boy, I thought in this way. Mm. So it's more of like your maturity, your thinking process. Maturity. Once you stop thinking in a certain way and you see the world in a different kind of view, that's another man will also see the world as such, then I think you are taking up the manhood, or you're a man. You understand? It's not really about a certain age that you cross over. You say, I'm 21, so I am a man. It's all about, I think you can even find an 11-year-old boy who is just thinking like a man. Like, I feel it's all about thoughts. Because from the transition will always be about thoughts, even if you think about it from the Bible's view. Once you're a child, you're thinking in a certain way. Once you're a man, and it's gradual. It's not something that you just wake up and your whole mind, you're thinking like a man. Some people face experiences in life and it speeds up that process. Maybe the mother or the dad passed on like at 6 years, then you have to take care of the children, like his siblings and all that. You realize that those people are really matured. It's not really because they've attained a certain age. So yeah, I feel it's not really about an age to see, but then your thinking process, how you think, and how mature your thinking is.
Interesting. So I'm talking about maturity, right?
Let me add something to what you said. So yeah, I think, as you said, the thinking processes and the deeds, what you do, like you identify by the things that you've done, your act, the way you think and the way you act, the deeds, you get it. And to add on, if you realize some cultures, right, have this rite of passage, right? Sorry, that as a man you're supposed to perform a particular task, even at the age of 12. About some cultures, you go into the forest to go and hunt for a deer. So looking at that, in another culture, somebody will say when you are 18, then you qualify to be a man. So in this contradictions in different cultures, you realize that it's not necessarily an age that you should attain before you become a man. It's basically in the thoughts, in the things that you're doing, that qualifies you.
Interesting. So I've heard people say, "Bema de, where Bema is so tia," especially the ladies. You understand? So let's talk about money. Does money make a man?
Bible says money answereth all things.
Who said it?
What Bible.
Wait, say it.
Please.
A bear proves.
So I feel like probably like Ecclesiastes or something.
Before I'll check.
Yeah.
Money answereth all things. It was
Pastor who wrote it.
Oh yeah. Pastor and afterwards he said, "Oh, everything is vanity." Can you imagine? Anyways, so we are working on money. Is good.
Okay.
Whoever lied to you that money is not good was doing you damage. You get it. Money moves and stops nonsense.
Major facts.
Yeah, but
voice of major facts.
Scripture makes us understand that the love of money, you know, is the root of all evil. The love, like you're craving, you're looking for, you know, heinous means to be able to make the money because money is sweet. I believe that. Then again, society has a take on who a man is, obviously, because we are social individuals, or a social group, and society will have a take. Our environment shapes our thought patterns and what we do. Keep up. And now society has made it seem as though you need to be able to have money to be able to do certain things. Back in the day, it was probably different. But you know, you realize that to be able to have effective interactions, especially when it comes to the opposite sex, it somehow involves certain amounts, or somehow involves money. About being able to get airtime to call her. Maybe you want to do, not necessarily show, but show generosity or kindness. Your friend is in need, and don't have money, you can't do that. But this is not even the ones that perhaps they are demanding you to give them money. But these little things, right, more like makes the world a better place. requires that you should have money. You get it? Not necessarily humongous amounts or be the richest man on planet Earth. But being recognizing that generosity and being kind. And sometimes being kind requires you to have money. You get it?
Yeah.
So it's important. It's like you need to have money. Whatever you're doing,
that's why God says we should commit our ways to Him,
mm-hmm.
right? And you establish our plans, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever you're doing, you should commit to God, right? Because He gives money.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says He gives power to make wealth,
mm-hmm.
right? And very, very, very important mm-hmm. to make wealth. Wealth, God needs. He knows we need money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He knows we need money. So society has a big pressure on a man being able to provide. Make money, it's important, yes, but please, they should ease it. It's good, we'll make money. Yeah,
I'm like, right now, like the pressure is real. I mean, even from family, you know, once you're a man, what are you bringing to the table? I mean, from your girlfriend or your wife, what are you bringing to the table if we're bringing money, you know? And then I feel like, people are so much under the pressure and then they are doing everything in their power to get money.
The question of what you bring onto the table, mm. I like to ask the female too.
Mm.
Right. Okay. I believe in how do you call it? Coordination, being okay. able to do things together.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
Bob. So you want me to bring, say, money onto the table. I'm asking, what exactly
are you
bringing onto the
table? What are you so offering?
Okay. Exactly. Like, and okay. some females think, oh, they are offering their time and body. Like, I feel it's abysmal.
I like the way I've been doing it.
When I meet people like that, I'm like, okay, here's a Christian brother. I believe in no sex before marriage. So, what exactly, what exactly is going to be exciting about you that we're going to start a journey together and hopefully move into get it? So that becomes a problem for me because you're expecting me, based on preferences and based on society's definition of being a man, to be able to have, you know, put huge things on the table. You get it? When you are not bringing anything, then I think I probably should, you know, keep my thing to myself.
Wow.
You get it? Then again, society to ease. We'll make the money.
Mm.
But please, take your time for us.
Okay.
I wanted to say from like the traditional perspective, you know that a man is someone who is always providing. And one way or the other, a woman is more of like at the receiving end of things. If you have been honest, a woman is the one who is always taking. Yeah. And a man is the one who is...
Giving.
Yeah, we are supposed to be providing.
Mm.
So like, as Yafi was saying, you were saying something about Hunter's Gatherer Society. You have the people who go to the farm, we go and work and bring foodstuffs. There are people who go and hunt and bring like things to the home. Like, and they have to give it to, transition it to the woman to work on it, to make something out of it. So I feel one way or the other, there should be coordination, as Nana Yafi was saying, because a man cannot always be doing just this, like, one thing, one side, or doing everything together. Once you bring your 50, meet me halfway. Or once I bring 60%, meet me halfway. Because, that's how I see things. We should always be given, but then it's not really just us to doing the giving.
Mm.
And I think women, too, their giving should be more substantial. Your bringing
singlet.
Singlet.
Voice
of
Victory
Radio.
No, come at you.
It's true. I know brother men that, you know, vows they were breaking their backs and literally breaking their bank accounts with their entire salary. And she said, oh, she was tweeting, it's the little things that matter. Radio. My whole salary is little things. Hey!
It's the thoughts that matter.
My whole salary is the thought that matters. Yeah, and at the end of the day, maybe he got a friend saying singlet or boxer shorts. Please, the dance group, you know, and stuff like that, and handkerchief. You know, Charlie, get him something. You know, probably a suit. You want him to dress in a particular way. I mean, one of the things that I don't like, people criticizing you and not providing a solution.
Mm.
It's like you look like you're dressed shabby.
Mm.
You keep saying, "Oh, I dress shabby," or "I smell." But you keep criticizing, but you're providing the solution.
Mm.
Don't tell me in the first place.
Okay. High opinions, low commitment. Nana. I really relate
to
that.
You look shabby. Charlie,
people
I got you
can
this.
Talk.
Mm. Try it on.
Yeah.
So if you do that, don't comment.
Mm.
Yes.
I feel society should start considering that.
Wow.
You get it. Oh,
wow.
Your shoes are looking horrible. You know what? Then later on, you get him a shoe or something.
What's a shoe size? And then Charlie, exactly. You go surprise them.
Well,
okay.
It would sink. It would be remarkable. Like that is more than, it will transcend the thoughts. Like it's the thought. It's more than the thought that matters.
Middle facts.
Exactly.
mean, you know.
Charlie, so the monetary aspect in the, I don't know, with the relationship thing you're talking about, it plays a major role. For instance, a girl, her best child, she loves you and all that.
Yeah.
Adiasa.
Yeah.
Or teach you.
Yeah.
Charlie.
I mean, two options.
Voice of Victory.
Any one option. Yeah. Second option. You love the girl, she loves you too. But when you say, offer both and now Ubana, or do level no sesan.
What is that? What's
any? We need to go up and down.
Yeah.
So offer Ubana, a movie called Ups.
Yeah.
And I say, one father mona.
You want to say something?
Charlie. D.
I say, opposite. Check like you don't get reps, so you know I say three options. You go drive our glass.
Yeah. At the top of that angle, I don't get right. That be true. I don't get right.
So you actually
I speak with him on me.
Exactly.
I speak with him on me. It is I don't know what ride they are now, baby. Woman. Now, unica. Only can hear the Uber.
Cannibal.
But you see, women will tell you, I don't need much. Banana. Now, vows day, your bet you will say, oh. It doesn't matter, just a card will do. Mm. But bro, you know go chop card. They know go chop card. But yes, the monetary aspect, and we here. By a brand new one way traffic, no? Like the boys have all said.
Yeah.
Handkerchief singlets, no? You fine. Oh, yeah, you are not bringing anything on the table. At least some words of encouragement will do. But what? You don't bring anything on the table. And a baby, I need this. I need that. I need this. And you say, no shame in crying. Say, oh. And those shirts in the air, come on.
Yeah.
What I say? I wish we could spend time to pray. Then sometimes you see the boys, okay, can I wait here? Am I not busy? Oh, miss can but in the man kitty way, oh, Staggy, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Staggy, just push further. These little things, you know, it goes a long way.
That's major facts. Like, these are three boys, and we are all in agreement with what I'm saying. So, if you're a lady listening to us, you have to do like this.
It's all see, woman will go fit by the word, give a boy, forget. Because the sneaker I go like, where if woman they go buy two for you.
Real.
It's just a few girls, see them eye open.
Yeah, oh, Charlie.
It's just a few girls. Oh, real.
Okay.
Me like this, if a girl they buy material thing for me, Charlie, it be some way for me. Oh, no, real. Because I have to go buy for you, you know, go like them. But then the fact is, she shows some.
Yeah.
You like that. Oh, my fan is
okay.
But in crash, one way traffic. Said you want to be giant.
Charlie,
untop pony bimba.
Benku.
Charlie, Benku.
Oh, Charlie, interesting. You are still tuned into Voice of Victory Radio.
Hey, but what can I say, my chairman? I say other option.
Oh,
no.
I'm really familiar about this thing. Women like comfort. I think what we are having is whatever.
Even if they push up a truck car, where AC they work, you are done.
Like, you have to be able to provide that comfort for the woman. Charlie, otherwise, just forget.
Because
women will like comfort. Like, once, and even the provision, no crap, we have higher levels. Once you are doing something and you are deficient, you want, maybe another guy can come in and show more manliness or more. Charlie, you do your be that. So, yeah, women, if you try to understand them, I think there's a what make it one topic. You are trying to understand women.
We will bring the women here.
Yes, so we'll
next week.
Yes, yeah. So, if you are still tuning in, this is Voice of Victory Radio, and then this is the Crossroads Show. Yes, big up to man like Dixon, Kwame Asare doing their listening. Big up to Nanajua. And then she was saying that my short friend, I don't know who
he is.
Charlie. Who's
Nanajua?
You know Nanajua. Ask him, ask away.
Nanajua.
We continue.
Either you if you close up.
Interesting. Okay, guys. So I'm sure you guys have heard this saying that Bemensun.
Oh, yate. Imagine Jeremy said Bemensun.
Bemensun.
Exactly.
I didn't hear.
So we shouldn't excuse the fact that men are emotional beings. Men, we have tear buds. We have that glance for a reason, you know. To show emotions. I believe strong men show emotions.
Wow.
When you are hit with a situation that you need to clear your eyes, cry. when you are faced with something that requires you to cry, maybe either be joy, you've got tears of joy, mm-hmm. and your tears that really you are sorrowful, something has actually bashed you in such a way that you can't, you know, control yourself. Tearing up will help. Right, I believe I want to believe that's actually call it a fallacy to think that real men don't cry. I believe real men actually show emotions. Love is emotions. Aside its definition, as in deciding to love somebody, this as a decision in itself, love is emotional. Love is a feeling thing. So being able to show tears means that you have passed some qualifications to be able to love dearly. Right. Crying means that's a tree word, abadaya or something.
I mean, growing up, you hardly see our dads crying.
Yeah.
So I mean, we grow up thinking that showing emotions is weakness. And then people are out there going through a lot of issues, but Charlie.
Do you know when people sigh, it's even a form of showing emotion? Oh, Papa. But in P, you get it. So sometimes, it might not be that men don't show emotions, but Charlie, every real man has this soft spot in him. Even with the lion safe, or cocoa or bra, it's me that baby. Now, hot a free nickel. Say, your friend is saying, supernatural being now. I got onion, they must. Now, Jesus Christ, it drew your friend is saying,
and this is so many
crowds.
So,
you see. So, like, Charlie, Sir John Cena, and Neman, they jay you. I can't wonder why they whistle. But I don't know who's there. Because of society, in the MPC, a bear were born, saying, but Charlie. Behind closed doors, a lot of people shed tears.
I know, right? I mean, I can't say this break up, yeah, bye. We do say bye.
Hard guys,
Charlie, and people are crying. You see, because of society, we are thinking a man shouldn't cry.
Experience when I was in SHL, actually, somebody take chook my eye like that, bro. Prep time, boys go soak me, so they do hard guy. Hey. But go sleep for dorm, man. Bro, me pan all the going for my bed. It feel enter my heart, son. That guy now the toxic, it's not don't see they do. Hey,
Charlie, it be real.
Start jail.
It be real. So you want to talk about it,
Charlie? Now if you have the chance, cry. Cause me, I don't really get the opportunity to cry like that. So if you get a chance, cry. Cause men have to show emotions. I believe men have to show emotions.
Okay. Yeah. So please, RoboCop nature. Pacho, allow us to show emotion sometimes, okay? We are emotional beings. You get before I came to the studio, I was having a chat with one of my big men, and then he was like, one of his guys was having some suicidal thoughts and all that because he wanted to make money. To make money. I mean, you see, society is sort of giving us pressure. I mean, subconsciously, a man is supposed to get to have money. And he's thinking of Okwediska, whatever it takes. And then if somebody thinks of suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get it. So, imagine, like, he's able to express his emotions to people. I don't think, like, it will get to that level.
Yeah, that's true.
When he's able to talk. I'm saying that a problem shared is half solved. But when they said that, I laughed. Pregnancy is not solved. When you're pregnant and you share the story. So I believe being able to, there's a need to be vulnerable. Love makes us vulnerable. There's certain levels of vulnerability that a man you can get to. You are sharing your deep thoughts with a fellow man or another person, somebody that you can confide in, somebody that you realize that maybe your secret is safe with the person, somebody that can inspire you. And the Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. Like the last week has been on social media, I think one of the YouTube U-Bible was one of the passages there, iron sharpeneth iron. So you can see it trending on social media in some directions. Iron sharpeneth iron. Like same way that when you are deeply hurt, you can share your story with somebody. Not necessarily for the person to give an advice, but just to listen. Sometimes you just need somebody to listen to you. Actually, this is the problem I'm facing, right? It's critical. Like really, really important to be able to share, because it helps. If you don't share, Obikana said, back in the day, I can't say usugu unwa obafon, and it's true because you're trying to keep it within, then it's draining you of all the joy. When you're able to let it out and let your problem, a friend, and tell somebody about it, not necessarily to help or to give an advice, you feel there's a little burden left that's lifted off you. You get it. It's important.
Now, but I even think you're kind of saying it's one of the major reasons why men, they die early past women.
Yeah.
For real, man. Because see, women always, they express my body.
Yeah.
Because society creates something like, if woman cries, if you know anything, she's a woman.
Yeah, she's a woman.
But you know, if a man cries in some way,
yeah,
you understand. So women always express my body.
That's really true.
So after some macho, be like, yo.
The statistics you are giving, it's very true that men will usually die earlier than women.
You know.
Actually, and that could be one of them. That could be one of them.
I shouldn't believe so.
There's a lot of things that drain us and we are not willing to express our emotions. I think we should do away with that social construct that the man doesn't have to cry. Like, you don't know. you don't know what is going on inside.
Charlie. Interesting. All right. This is the Crossroads Show on Voice of Victory Radio. And then we are wrapping up our final comments. Final comments to all the people listening to us, the men out there, the young men out there, the boys who are yet to be men. You know, what's your advice for them?
Okay, so I just want to say, don't be the reason why a lady will say men are trash. That's all. That's my final submission. As a guy, do your best to do us right.
Charlie, if you say you follow society's standards for being a man, you might miss the mark. So just get a balance and always use a biblical perspective, depending on what you believe in. If you're a Christian, I'd say you just have to know that if you have God on your side, that's if you fear the Lord. If you fear the Lord, all other things will fall in place for you. But if you are not on that side too, and you believe in other means, which might not really end properly for you.
Yeah.
Charlie, God be the factor. Yeah. God be the factor. So if you have God on your side, all other things will fall in place in terms of responsibility, balance, how to treat a woman and all that. Because if you have the fear of the Lord in you, you won't treat women like trash. And I'll see Kapekra, the deals you get yourself into, subconsciously and consciously, things will just be hitting you. You get it. So that's a little thing I can say. Just let God lead and direct you.
Thank you very much. NW.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the final thoughts.
Right. So I would say that it's not easy living in a society where there are diverse definitions of who a man should be. But I believe we should, you know, find ourselves in God. We should seek Him first and His kingdom, His righteousness, and all other things will be added. Bob, so I want to encourage somebody out there doing his best possible to make a difference in the world, make a difference in his workplace, make a difference in society, having started his own initiative or working for somebody trying to build his dream or whatever, to keep at it. Keep faith. I believe there's light at the end of the tunnel. And there are times where you might get depressed. Believe you me, you're not the only person, but people have been able to strive and they moved out of the pit and they moved out of the enclave of being depressed and not knowing the steps to take. Keep at it. Believe in your dream. Believe in what you're doing. Write your vision. Make it plain. Find people that support your vision. And appreciate those people. And we'll surely come up with a testimony. So keep at it.
Thank you very much. All right. We've come to the end of another show. And then, as you know, we've been discussing who a man is. And I'm sure you guys have, you know, learned a thing or two. So we are really appreciative of whoever did the listening. Stay safe, and then we are out.